T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
9:44, as we finish up hour number one on the big show today, a Tuesday edition of Sports Daily. Time to get to the Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you each and every day by our friends from Syndio, Syndio HRO, your HR experts in Wichita. Where are you going today, Shane?
NFL draft quarterback question. If your team needs a quarterback this year and the Cardinals take Kyler Murray, who are you banking on? Drew Locke, Dwayne Haskins, Daniel Jones, or Will Greer? Now, before you say anything, we're going to get to the AFC West here in a second. And the Broncos picked 10th. So I'll get your input, opinion, and interest level in Drew Locke here in the next segment. But for those four, who are you most bullish on? Locke, Haskins, Jones, Greer, or is it someone else? Because I'm trying to think of the other quarterback that's kind of in that mix.
Will Greer is borderline first round at West Virginia. He's made his way into the back end of some mocks, but the guy that's really kind of starting to make some waves is the kid from Duke, Jones.
Daniel Jones, yeah.
Because he's a David Cutcliffe, kind of comes from the Manning family. The coach at Duke was Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator at Tennessee, and developed to a large degree Eli Manning as well. And Jones is getting a lot more run. I'm not sure any of those four guys should be on anyone's list. They will.
So what should you do if one of those guys are there? Pass on him and wait till next year and hope whoever you got will sustain you?
Well, it depends where you are. I mean, the Giants are probably early on the board. The one in the most, I don't want to use the term desperate.
Well, put it this way.
Obvious need of a quarterback, but.
Who?
The Giants.
Okay. They pick at 6 and 17, since you brought them up. So by what it sounds like you're saying is skip it at 6. And maybe whoever the best one there at 17 is, go for it there.
Yes.
Best available at 6.
Yes.
Okay.
Go get your athlete. Go get your turnkey. Go get your player that can help you immediately at 6. And then go ahead and try to find your quarterback at 17, because I think a fair sampling of those guys are still going to be available at 17. The Broncos are not going to pick a quarterback at 10, I don't think.
Hey, what'd I just say? We'll talk about the damn Broncos in a second. God.
Get chastised.
That was the first question I was going to ask you, too. Okay. Nice going.
All right. Well.
And I'm trying to think of any other borderline first rounders. I agree with you on Will Greer, but actually 19% do think that Will Greer would be the answer if it's not Kyler Murray. Now, Dwayne Haskins, 55% of the vote. Obviously, he's running away with it. But if you needed a second or third round quarterback, and maybe Daniel Jones falls there, I would be surprised if he goes in the first round. Daniel Jones, he's only getting 6% of the vote here. Drew Locke, 20%.
I think he will go in the first round.
You think Daniel Jones will go in the first round?
Yes.
Okay.
I think his stock is rising slowly and quietly.
Well, yeah. But that's another thing, too. Unless these guys are really failing miserably at either interviews or individual workouts or pro days or whatever, this goes back to what we were talking about maybe a month ago. Like, what could have happened or could have been so catastrophic between the time they last played a football game, even in the Senior Bowl, if they didn't impress you as much as, you know, they wanted you to, even from the Senior Bowl until now, how badly have you had to have either tanked, or how well did you do in the interviews that you, you know, knocked everybody's socks off that your quote unquote stock is rising, unquote. And I won't disagree with you with Daniel Jones because he's starting to get more and more run. As the days have gone
right
by.
The problem right now is how much is smoke mirrors, smoke screen.
That's true. That's true.
Subterfuge and all the games that are going on now because, you know, we're a couple of days away from the draft. So there's a whole bunch of misinformation out there.
And it feels like Dave Gettleman's at the front of the line. The more he talks, the more legs that this is the lying season phrase gets. He's kind of the poster child for, because he just wants it out there that he's such a pass rusher type guy, and that he's so perfectly content with Eli Manning as his quarterback, not just this year, but,
right.
You know, like he doesn't see any, well, if you believe what he says, there's no end in sight for Eli Manning and passing on Dwayne Haskins and that kind of stuff. Oh, Jarrett Stidham was one of the other guys I was thinking about, and Ryan Finley, the kid from NC State. Now, those guys are later round quarterbacks, but guys that will get drafted. You got Murray, Haskins, Locke, Jones, and this is in no particular order. Will Greer, Stidham from Auburn, Ryan Finley from NC State, Tyree Jackson, the kid from Buffalo. Those are your top-ish eight. Clayton Thorson from Northwestern, Gardner Minshew from Washington State.
Yeah, I like Minshew, by the way. And Clayton Thorson is fine, but the problem with Clayton Thorson at Northwestern is that you immediately think of Trevor Siemian. It kind of came from the same sort of stock and same program. I'm not a big Will Greer guy. But what do I know?
Okay.
So.
Let's see. How about, two guys we need to keep an eye on. One of them is Dalton Risner, offensive tackle for Kansas State. Maybe won't go opening night on Thursday, but I bet he'll go fairly early on Friday.
Oh, you're damn right he will. He, I think, is valued. I think that you'll see people move up to get him because of his versatility.
Really?
Oh, I do. I think people, but maybe in the second round. He could go late first, early second, but his versatility. You're talking about a 4-year starter. You're talking about a 3-year captain. You're talking about a guy that's played right tackle, guard, center, and he's a badass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm plain and simple. By the way, one of the nicest badasses that I've met. He's such an incredibly intelligent guy.
And you're thankful for that since he's 6'5 and 312, right?
Oh, my God. He's a football player, though, boy. I'll tell you. He is a football player, and someone will be very fortunate to get him. Very fortunate.
So. All right, so the draft is Thursday night. We will have scheduled to join us on Thursday morning here on the show. Vinny Iyer from Sporting News. We'll get some last-second ideas from old Vinny, one of our NFL insiders from Sporting News. Haven't talked to him in a while. And, oh, by the way, Vinny used to be, once upon a time, was on Jeopardy. And that Las Vegas,
really?
That Las Vegas dude, the sports bettor, is still going. So I'm sure Vinny will have thoughts on that guy halfway to Ken Jennings and trying to, $2.5 million or whatever Ken Jennings rolled in and 74 consecutive shows or however many it was.
Wow.
The dude from this dude from Las Vegas, or the better, if he keeps going, he's going to get it in half the shows.
Wow.
But, yeah. But yeah,
pay more attention.
Vinny Iyer was on Jeopardy once upon a time. So we'll get his thoughts on all that stuff coming up. Hmm. He's scheduled to join us on Thursday morning, second segment. All right. The Chiefs, the Broncos, the Raiders, and the Chargers. We'll take a look at all of their needs coming up here at the at the other side of this break. Kansas City picks 29th. The Chargers pick right in front of them at 28. And the Raiders have, this would be interesting because now the closer we get to the draft, there people are talking about maybe they'll trade up from 3. And there's only one reason why you would trade up from 3, and that's to go get a quarterback. But if they don't,
sure,
there'll be all kinds of help for them. They are at, let's see, they're at 3, and they have two picks in the 20s, 24 and 27. 3, 24, and 27. Those are the Raiders' picks, and the Broncos pick 10. I will ask you this. The Broncos going to move up, or are they going to stay there at 10 or back? If you had to,
I think if they move, they're going to move back.
Okay.
And but we'll see. Nothing would surprise. The only thing that would surprise me is if they moved up. I don't think that there's a football player that they're willing to give up. Elway does not like to give up draft picks.
All right.
So I can't imagine there's a guy. Unless Devin White was maybe available, that they might move up for an inside linebacker. We just have to see. I think they're more likely to move down or keep the 10th pick. So,
we'll figure it out when we come back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.